Good job. Good job, fellas. Thank you all very much.
Well, before you sit down, I know most of you have already sat down. I do appreciate that very much. But I really need you to give it to Jesus, please. Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you very much. You're going to need your Bibles. Please have a seat. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Thank you very much for allowing myself and my wife to come. Be part of a great move that's starting, that's working, that Jesus is going to be doing. I'm really blessed. I get invited to all the moves around the world, and I like to take them whenever it's the Holy Ghost, and this is one of them. And I really do want to leave you with something. I'm not a long goodbye person. I got business somewhere else. But I do want to tell you thank you. I'll be leaving real early in the morning. I got to go to Brazil. As soon as we get back from there, I'm going to Australia. Be in the outback with the Aborigines. I enjoy doing those kind of things. Leaving there, we'll be going over to New Zealand. Be with the Maori people. It's a blessing. I get brought onto their marais every time I go over, and it's awesome. I get to preach to them and lay hands on them. So far, every time I've gone, I've met a new chief and got to get in on some new territory for the Holy Ghost. It's a good thing. And I just want to tell y'all thank you. Thanks for working it out, allowing us to come be part. Hopefully we haven't been a disgrace. We'll be have as much integrity and walking as much power and anointing. I like to be aggressive. I hate the devil that rips people off. And I want to help, and I can. I've been anointed by the Holy Ghost for a reason. And it's not to sit down, and it's not my turn to write books. It's my turn to keep writing chapters for other people's books. I've been included in several books, and most of the stuff they say is right. You know, when I went to Mexico, real young fella, I didn't have any experience whatsoever. I was fourth generation pastor, but that doesn't give me anointing. It gives me a good heritage. It gives me an opportunity to do right if I'll take it. But it doesn't assure anything. But it can help me, and it has now. So, but when I went down there, I had a lot of zeal. I still do. I didn't know to be afraid. Everywhere I went, people told me that I was supposed to be afraid. I was the wrong color. I spoke the wrong language. I wore the wrong clothes. I had the different God. But I never felt that fear. I never have. And the mercy of God has brought me to a lot of good places. And I enjoy it because God's allowed me to be a hero. God lets me go to places and save and help people that have never, ever thought that they would ever get help. It's pretty nice. I'm telling you, I was introduced to Pakistan just a couple of weeks ago. The only reason they brought us there was so that I could leave with them the ability to raise the dead. And the fascinating thing is, we've only been gone, how long has it been? Has it been 2 weeks? It'll be 2 weeks in the next day or two. And there's already been 2 documented dead raisings since we left. Come on. That's what the anointing's all about. It's not about you. It's about Jesus in you. It's about where you go. Every step you take, you leave the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I'm a very grateful person. I'm having a good time. I really enjoy it. There's a lot of people tell me how I ought to do things. I don't listen to it. I do what the Word of God says, and I seem to be doing all right. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. We started out in Luke 3, verse 15. Expectancy and suspense at what God can and will and is willing to do through us and for us. We went to Galatians 5, verse 1, and talked about freedom and liberty of the Holy Ghost. Went to John, chapter 8, verse 32 and 36. Talk about the truth that brings freedom. At noon today, we talked about in Mark chapter 6, where Jesus fed the 5,000. But that's not my point about feeding the 5,000. My point is, before Jesus blessed the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he looked at his disciples and said, "You give them something to eat." But they were more concerned with the monetary problem. They didn't have the money to do it. They didn't have the ability to bless the food and break it and cause it to be the blessing that Jesus wanted it to be. So they brought the meager portion that they had and they gave it to Jesus. He blessed it and broke it and fed everyone, and everyone was satisfied. My goal here is to leave an opportunity for you to give them something to eat. The odds of God Himself manifested in Shekinah presence are slim. It's possible. We've had it 4 times in our work. It's come in 4 different colors. The first time was on October the 27th at 15 minutes till 8, 1995. We saw it. Fell out of the sky and hit us. Knocked 500 preachers out. There was 20, 30 people laying right to my right that were incurable cancers and blind and lame. All of them were instantly healed. The Shekinah glory is amazing. Then it came in a light blue color, a darker blue, and a gold. Y'all are the color people. Y'all know all those things. All I do is experience them, enjoy them. Y'all just read about it. Something else I want to talk about before I have to go. Because inside of me, there's a power that I have. It's the joy of the Lord. I was told by some preachers, "Brother Hogan, there's something about you that makes a lot of people envious. You're always singing. You're always joyful, and you don't care what anybody else is doing or saying." And that's a true statement. There's only one thing the devil wants out of you, and that's to stop you from shouting. He wants to take your joy. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You bring and receive and are power by the joy of the Lord. I have been sustained my whole life because I'm happy inside. I don't show it much outside. Ain't none of your business. It's between me and the Holy Ghost. And ain't no devil can have it. I tell you, I feel the power of the gospel. I tell you, it's probably a good thing for you to get in the prayer line in a few minutes. I tell you, you ought to fake something if you don't have anything, just so you can get touched. Come on, Holy Ghost. I want to tell you a couple of things. One of them is simple. Jesus is King. There is no other God but Jesus. Now, if you will, turn over to Nehemiah chapter 8. We're going to start in verse 10. Probably won't go past it. Nehemiah chapter 8. I want to tell you about a little Indian woman. I was in a village the first time that it was open to a service. What I'm fixing to tell you is phenomenal. I'm going to tell you a few things that are just absolutely extraordinary. To be able to do the things I'm fixing to tell you, it's going to take great joy. It's going to take you knowing how to overcome sadness and defeat. Tormenting spirits and lying spirits. It's going to take you understanding that you might as well relax and trust God. Because there's not one living thing you can do about it. If heaven don't intervene. Shatahanite. I can feel it. That makes me very dangerous. See, what I get the privilege of doing every night is doing what I'm doing right now. Preaching. Talking about Jesus. And that makes me happy. My wife enjoys me preaching because she likes me to be happy. And the most happy I am is when I'm hating the devil. Holy Ghost. I went to a village and there was this lady. She comes up. She broke all protocol. Got me in a lot of trouble. It is against the rules, the law of the people, for a woman of a different tribe to approach me, an outsider. Even though I have been brought into the Aztec tribe, that's irrelevant. I'm not from her village. I don't wear the colors of their village. So she approached me and I didn't know what to do because it was very irregular. She had a little baby. She gave me the baby. And by her coming up, in the very first place, that was dangerous for her. She would be punished. But then by handing me her baby, really complicated matters. Because If I don't take it, I shame her. If I do take it, I'm in coercion. I'm in cahoots. I'm part of her problem. I mix myself up into her problems. And I don't want that. But I would rather take the problem than have her have it. So I took the child. She began to worship God. She got knocked out by the Holy Ghost. The reason she broke protocol is because her baby had been born without eyes, and we had prayed for that baby, and God created new eyes in that baby's head. Holy Ghost fire is what I'm talking about. A God that can create eyeballs in a baby's head is what I'm talking about. I'm going to step outside of the boundary of what you think is possible just because I can. Because I walk around out there. That's where I live. And it makes me happy, the surprised look on your face at what God can do. Because your God's controlled and kept in a box at the house. And my God owns the world and lets me walk in it. Holy Ghost. There's another thing I want to talk about. It has to do with this joy. I want you to tell me, what do you think that mother thinks about God that her baby got new eyes? Do you reckon she's happy? What do you think her village thinks about God? Do you reckon they're happy? How easy is it to spread the gospel with that kind of power? It's easy. It's available here tonight. You give them to eat. You feed the multitude. You walk in expectancy. You walk in freedom. You walk in truth in Jesus' name. This is what the prophet said, Nehemiah 8:10. This is in the Amplified. Then Ezra told them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet drink, send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. I tell you, it's a holy time. It's a time of power. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time of anointing. It is not a somber time of regret and distress and duress and stress. It is a time of power. It is a holy time to our Lord. My Bible says, do not be grieved and depressed. I rebuke the grievances of the devil in this house tonight. I have the authority of the Holy Ghost in my spirit, and I loose it in this house in Jesus' name. And I curse the regret and the duress and the depression of the hell in Jesus' name. I do not challenge. I defeat the lying spirit. There is no challenge. We win. This joy thing is serious, can you tell? Some expected to create eyes in little babies' heads. I have to take things serious. I have to rebuke depression and grieve demon spirits and lying spirits and alcoholic devils and lust devils, perverted spirits. The Lord rebuke you. I speak freedom to this house. My Bible says, the word that I submit to says, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. The word of the Lord gives me power to tear down strongholds of hell. I do it with my stronghold, namely the joy of the mighty God Himself. Shinakati. If you want to leave with your devil, help yourself. There's going to be a few extra ones running around. Scarf them up when you leave, will you? Because we're casting out devils. And we're healing the sick. And we're going to walk in freedom and victory. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's all right with the name of Jesus for you to be free. I don't care what man has said to you. I don't care what demons have said to you. I don't care what friends have said to you. I don't care what kinfolk say to you. I care what the blood of Jesus dictates. It commands joy. Joy unspeakable and full of the glory of God. You know, I keep myself separate on purpose. Some of y'all have tried to get to us. You can't. I'm not interested. Sorry. I got business. It's called hate the devil. And you do it through the joy of the great Holy Ghost. You do it through an expectant spirit. You do it through freedom and liberty of the law of God. You do it with the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You do it with the seven spirits of the anointing of God. You do it with the fruit of the Spirit of God's power. In Jesus' name, the next time I see you, we'll have 600 or 700 dead raisings. Right now we are pushing over close to 400. I love it because people don't believe that. That really blesses me. It actually makes me happy. It gives place for me to have more joy. You don't want your cup of joy? I'm good. I'll drink it. Thank you. You want to leave your cup on the Lord's table? Fine. It won't be there when you come back. You have to go participate with the cup of the devil and the table of the demon? Help yourself. I'm scoffing yours. Come on, great Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. I was preparing to go to a conference in our work. We had programmed this thing for a long time. We had worked on it for quite a while and set it up and had it all planned. And things were good. And there was going to be lots of people there. Most of our tribal leaders were going to be there. Yeah, I probably think they would all have been there. And but let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus puts people in your life that you have to be a hero for. I get to go to major conferences all over the world, and I get to preach to large amounts of folks. But you know what I like to do the most? I like to go to a village by myself, and I like to look at an impossible situation, and I like to break the devil's back. That's what I like to do. I enjoy that. It really incites me to good works. I was preparing my family. We were fixing to go. I was loading my four-wheel drive truck, my work truck. We was going to stay in the village for a couple of days. My phone rang. My son-in-law always intercepts all my phone calls for me now. He took it. It was one of our Indian pastors whom I have been working with for 19 years. He has the right to speak to me. He is a faithful man full of the Holy Ghost. He hates the devil, and he loves Jesus. So he can talk to me. It's okay. Now listen to this. I'm an important fella. There's several thousand people waiting on me to just touch them. And they must be touched. And they will be touched. I cannot shirk my responsibility. I have been raised up to this hour to lay hands on Indians by the thousands so that they can take over. Now you listen. There was an Indian woman. She has never spoken to me, herself to me, in my life. She is the pastor of the Indian on the phone. She is the wife, of the pastor on the phone. Now listen. This is what she said. All of my leaders know my schedule. This guy is one of our main leaders. He knows I'm going to a conference. He knows he does not have the right to ask me to come to lay hands on his wife. But his wife told him, "You get me, Brother David." She had 17 tumors. She was at the end. And she said to him, "You go get Brother David. You tell him I need him now." So he did what she said. He left the jungle. He couldn't ride his bike. He had to push it out to a gravel road. He rode his bike into a town. Took him several hours. He called my ranch phone. I'm loading my truck. I'm fixing to leave. Does she have the right to ask me to come pray for her? I'm on my way to pray for another 2,000 folks. Is she important? Of course she is. But do I make the decision to leave this massive conference and go to her side like she has asked? That's what heroes do. Heroes don't think about their own popularity. Heroes don't think about themselves. Heroes don't think about the people's thought of them. Heroes see a need and they hazard their life to fix it, regardless of what it cost. That's what Jesus did for you. So that's what you need to do for other people. But Brother Hogan, the value, your value at that conference. Yeah, that's great. You're right. Let me tell you who she is to me. Even though she has never spoken a word to me for 19 years, I don't know how many times, but dozens of times, I would come through the night to his house out of the mountains. She would never say a word. I would come in with an entourage, sometimes up to 40 men. She wouldn't say a word. She would get up and fix us something to eat. Fix us somewhere to sleep. That's who she is to me. And in 19 years, she has never face-to-face addressed me. She has done the work of the gospel without asking for anything. She has seen, too, the work of the Lord. Those are the people that need a hero. And that's what I am. I have been raised up in the power of God to be a hero. Full of the joy of the Lord. Full of expectancy and power. Full of freedom and truth. I may not have very many gifts, but they are blessed of the Lord. And I can feed the multitude with what I've got. It is from the Holy Ghost. It is from the power of the gospel in the name of Jesus. I told my son who was running the conference. He looked at me. He was standing there. My son is a 32-year-old man. Dad, get in your truck. You're going with me. No, I'm not. I raised you to lead these conferences. You don't need me. That woman needs me. She's taken care of me. She's taken care of you. She's served the gospel all these years. The least the gospel can do is go bring her deliverance. He said, Dad, you gave me your word. I said, yeah, I'll be there sooner or later. Dad, you gave all the elders your word. I said, that's right, son. I'll be there sooner or later. Now you get in that truck and you obey me. And he stood there a couple of seconds, sizing me up. I might be more than you can chew. I might not bite if I was you. He said, yes, sir. I'll be waiting on you. Good man. You smart as you look. I'll see you later. I got in my truck and left. I drove 3 hours one way. Walked up into that village. The husband wasn't even back yet. That's how long it is for him to get out of the woods. I sat in a chair. I wept. It had been a long time since I was by myself in a village. I could see in that hut, she was under serious pain. He comes finally riding up on his bicycle. You pray for my wife yet? He never even said hello. Protocol was completely abolished. I said, no, sir, I haven't. Why not? I said, you weren't here. I won't go in that house. Come, I am here. I followed him in. He and I knelt down beside, it was just the two of us. We knelt down beside this bed. This woman is in serious pain, tumors all over her body. Even though the situation is way out of control, I'm not allowed to touch her. I took his hand and laid it on what looked like to be the biggest tumor to me. Then I put my hand on his hand. And he and I are on our knees. And we ask God for mercy. We prayed, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes, praying in tongues and asking God for mercy. She came to out of a coma, looked over at me. Thank you for coming, Brother Hogan. Are you hungry? Yes. She got up, went and fixed me a meal. Completely healed by the blood of Jesus. Fuego de Dios. I like the joy of the Lord. I enjoy the power of the Spirit. Jesus is King and Lord. I came back to the ranch, called Ms. Hogan on the radio, get me a cold Pepsi, and get your clothes. We got to go. I got to make that conference. I got there. She had me a cold Pepsi. I told her the story about the healing. We loaded up in my truck. And on the way over there, the Holy Ghost reminded me of another situation that I hadn't addressed. It came to my mind that one of our elders, a man that's been my friend for 25 years, he and I go all the way back to the start. He was a young boy that the Holy Ghost brought to me. Got full of the Holy Ghost. I was at his wedding. I was at all of his children's births. Now I'm at his grandkids' births. You hear me? God called me to liberate those people at all costs. So I'm good. My problem, and it's a serious one if you ever want to try to visit us, I don't see the danger. I don't see the severity of the situation. I see the people, and I see the need. And I see the power of God in my life to bring deliverance. It's true. I reminded my wife, one of our elders hadn't been coming to some of the meetings. I wonder why. I don't know. I'm going to drop you off at our son's house. I'm going to go hunt him up. Because it's not like him to be disobedient to the heavenly call. Now listen to how this is going to go. This is a day's work for me. I dropped my wife off in the mountain where my son lives. Told her I'll be back directly. I went on up in the mountain, the other way from the conference. I parked my truck and I hiked up in that mountain. I hiked to this house where this pastor lives, one of our elders, a director. I'm standing there. I hadn't made a noise. I'm just standing outside. Protocol would not allow me to make a noise. You don't make a great to-do about yourself. He all of a sudden comes walking around the building. Walks up to me. Thank you for listening to the Holy Ghost. I've been asking him to bring you to me. He said, you're welcome. Come. I go in to find his wife. Another one of my friends has taken care of me in the gospel for 25 years. Laying on the floor, on the ground, passing blood clots and tumors, dying. He said, Brother David, I need you. I said, God sent me. Sit down. We got to have a talk. And I began to remind him of the dead raisings we've been in together over the last 25 years. I spent time, an hour, hour and a half, talking to him about the miracles of God, about this one commander of a terrorist organization that had decided to take us out, and they attacked us relentlessly for a while. And his wife gave birth, the rebel leader's wife did, and her uterus broke, and the placenta went inside her body, and gangrene set up, and so they came and got him during the night. He's the guy they had been putting in jail several dozen times. He knew it to be a trap. So would I have known it? No, you're coming either with me voluntarily, or I'm bringing you at gunpoint. You're coming to pray for my wife, he said. He went in. Sure enough, the lady was dying. Gangrene everywhere. Poisons all in her body. No survival rate. Impossible. Pastor turns and looks at this commander. I won't pray for her. You will get born again. And all of your men will get born again, or she will die. That's not how you preach. You live with devils and tolerate and compromise them, and you call it love. I call it a milquetoast gospel. It has no power. You stand for Jesus. You stand for authority, and He'll back you. Commander turned, looked at all of his captains, said, hey, get me all the men in here. They all come. They all put all their weapons in a pile. And he said, all right, what's this born-again stuff? He explained it to them, and every one of them got on their knees and got born again. First thing comes to your mind. First thing comes to y'all's mind. It won't stick. You can't force anybody to get born again. Your gospel can't. Joy has power. Devils relent to the joy of the Lord. He laid hands on that lady, left that village, came and got me. And I thought he had been caught and bought by the rebel forces. I knew it was a problem. I knew it was a trap for me. I trusted him with my life. I couldn't believe he was asking me to go to their village. But I decided to go anyway. Because if they did have him bought off, I needed him back. And the only way to get him back was to have more power than they got money. And that's done by the Holy Ghost strength, and that comes from the joy of the Lord. Holy Ghost power. I went in there, astounded. A pile of weapons there. All these people reading Bibles. We laid hands on that lady. God gave her a new uterus, healed the gangrene. And since then, she's had two children. Oh, yeah, and by the way, this forced gospel that y'all don't believe in turned into two churches, and all the believers are ex-rebels. We went and dug a hole and put all their guns in it and covered it up. But that's not the story, is it? I was explaining to this man all these things that we had done, these great wonders of God, the exploits. After about an hour and a half, he looks at me. I got it, Brother Hogan. I said, that's a good idea. Now I want your wife. I went around there. Now, who is this lady to me? Thanks for asking and caring. She's a lady that has attended me for 25 years. She is a lady that if I'm in a service where she's at, she never says a word to me. I sit down to a meal, she takes my bowl, brings it back with three times the amount of food in it. She sees to it that I'm overfed every time I'm around her. But she's laying on the floor dying. What is she to me? She is the lady, the only person I personally have seen in traveling all over the world. She's the only person I've ever seen that operates in all nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. Our work needs her. So I've got to get her back. She's valuable to us and to the kingdom of God. If you saw her, you would look like that once and never look back at her. She's an Indian. She's the bottom of the caste. But in heaven terms, she's the greatest power I've ever seen. I admire her. I fear her. I don't fear many things. I walked over to her, knelt down, put his hand in her hand, picked both their hands up. In Jesus' name, I rebuke you, lying spirit. You do not have the right to her. She is for the kingdom of God. You are a lie in Jesus' name. She had been on her back. Ladies, understand, it's flooding for over 2 months. Holy Ghost. She was laying there. Directly, she looked at me. A surprised look came on her eyes. She sat up. Thanks for coming, Brother Hogan. Are you hungry? Yes, I am. She stood straight up, healed by the blood of Jesus. Fuego, fuego, fuego de Dios. I enjoyed my meal and went and found Miss Hogan. Too late to go to the conference the first day. My son and the army with him came in later. Where you been, Pop? I said, I've been casting out devils. What you sissies been doing? No, we're not sissies, Pop. We had 1,000 people knocked out by the Holy Ghost. We had 14 people born again, and miracles abounded. I said, see, you don't need me. Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 8, please. Talking about the joy of the Lord. Talking about it's the strength and stronghold of God's power. If you do not own it, you will be taken down. You must receive tonight the joy of the Lord. In excess. It'll let you do things I do. It allows you to have clearance to a greater level. Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Acts chapter 8. I want to read a couple of verses to you. Read it out of the Amplified in verse 5. Says, Philip the deacon. And it explains who he's not. Following that. Not an apostle. That's important for you to understand. I get called all sorts of names depending on how people believe. I don't know what my title is. Heaven will tell me one day. You can call me whatever you want to. Just make sure you know my phone number when you need help. Holy Ghost. It was a deacon, not an apostle, that was in Samaria. It was a helper. It was a server of tables. If you think you need papers signed by somebody to verify that you're okay in the Lord, I can tell I'm all right when I go into villages and tumors run from us by the blood of Jesus. That's my signature and my verification. Holy Ghost. Philip, the deacon, not the apostle, went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ, the Messiah, to them, the people. Now listen to this, verse 6. Great crowds of people with one accord listened to, heeded to what was said by Philip as they heard him and watched the miracles. If your gospel, if what you have in Jesus cannot do that, you got a different God than I do. Brother Hogan, that's not my calling. You don't have one. Except to try to use the gospel for an ATM machine. Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, the gospel is not your personal ATM machine. The gospel is your personal ability to hate. To hate the devil, to rout the enemy, to love Jesus, and to be full of the joy of the Lord, the stronghold of heaven. Brother Hogan, you're trying to incite us. Yeah, I am. You need to be a militant like me. But you're out of control. Yeah, I'm out of your control. Yeah. I have this said to me all the time. All the time. People walk up to me. Man, you're out of your mind. And I look at them. Thank you. You're right. But the problem is I'm not out of my mind. I'm out of yours. I'm out of your mind. I'm out of your thinking. I'm out of your ability. And I'm in the ability of the Lord Jesus Christ. I feel war. Yes, God's called us to peace, not me. He's called me to sword and battle. He's called me to war. You can't believe the power of the gates of hell I've ripped off the hinges and brought home. I enjoy doing that. It takes joy to do that. The people saw the miracles and heard the word of the Lord by a deacon. Shnakate. Oh, man. You weak of spirit should leave now. Lord have mercy. Oh, Miss Hogan. You got your job cut out if you calming me down now. You'll be up all night with me. Woo! Lord have mercy. Look at verse 7. Wonderful verse. Foul spirits came out of many who were possessed by them, screaming and shouting with a loud voice. And many who were suffering from palsy and were crippled were restored to health. And look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. And there was great rejoicing in that city. It wasn't the deacon's fault that there was rejoicing. It was the what he was talking about that brought the rejoicing. It was the word of the Lord. It was the power of the miracles. It was the joy of the Lord. You wouldn't believe the hundreds of times I get this word hard at me. Calmate, hombre. Calm down, boy. The answer to that 100% of the time, no! But I will yet find a way to be more vile before my God and dance and let go of the Holy Ghost and the freedom, because it's real. It brings healing. It causes other people to be heroes and to rise up in the hour and become the person of power that God is looking for. Shanakatahene. Shanete niyata. Oh, I'm good. Man. I met a drunkard on a trail one night. He pulled a long blade on me, a machete. He said, I'm going to kill you, gringo. I said, you can't kill me. All you are is a drunkard. You are of a puny God. You have no power. Once the power of the God in you diminishes, you lose all your resources. I go to bed with mine. I wake up with mine. I'm never diminished. He threw the knife down, fell on the ground, and got born again. He went home sober. That's how you start churches. I trained that man to be a hero. He was an Aztec Indian. He still is. He's a good friend of mine. Holy Ghost. Y'all better go home. McDonald's fixing the clothes. Huh? your fast food God is going to let you down this time. It's okay. We going to win. And I'm going to be part of that attacking force. But Brother David, what if they get you? Then I'll be got good. Because I'll be in the front. You ain't got to worry about the first bullet. It's mine. Y'all ever heard of a guy by the name of Brother Andrew? He's a friend of mine. I was preaching a conference with him in St. Louis. He said, I've been longing to meet you, young man. I said, yes, sir. I've had my hear of fame about you also. He said, let me tell you something that's important. You need to know this, and you need me to tell you. Little bitty fella, about that tall. But I'll tell you things I heard about him. I thought he was 14 feet tall. He said, Brother Hogan, look at this. He showed me a picture of a VW van. Must have had 30 caliber bullet holes. Not a window was left in it. He said, I was driving that. I said, wasn't you afraid? He said, what? He said, if God's not through with me, there ain't a bullet out there got my name on it. Satakani, Satetea. Remember that. I looked at him, slapped him on the side of the head, said, thank you very much. I needed to hear that. So I've been taking it to heart and trying to test out some waters. There's lots of bullets fly over your head, but so far, ain't none of them had my name on it. Let's get back to this hero business. There was a monsoon rain came, brought in a couple of hurricanes on top of us. This Aztec Indian, what was used to be a drunkard, not good for nothing. Less useless than anything. Till he met up with the Holy Ghost. And then God now has created in him a warrior spirit. If anybody's going to pray for me besides Miss Hogan, it'll be him. Rains came, floods came. He took his family to high ground. This is amazing what I'm fixing to tell you. His wife remembered a little grandma lived below them. He went down into the flood to her house, found her clinging to a rafter, got her out of that flooded home. That means it's a stick-walled house with grass roof. Started walking with her through the water, way up on him, saving her. He's a hero. That's what heroes do. They save people. They don't sit around and make excuses and order an extra piece of pizza. Huh. They go save people. They hazard their life for the gospel so somebody else can be saved. On the way out, he stepped on a thorn, went through his foot. They're called bull thorns where I live. They go up to 4 inches long and they're very poisonous. He saved her life, but got gangrene. He went to the doctor. After much prayer was offered for him, they amputated his foot. Sad story. That's what happens to heroes. But let's hear the rest of the story before we make our adjustments on our situation. Like I told y'all, the women don't have the right to approach me singly. This woman disobeyed protocol again. Got on a bus. Her husband's got an amputated leg. Left him in the hospital. Came to my house. Yes, ma'am, what do I do for you? I need you, Brother David. My husband's hurt. All right. I got my things, got my wife. We got her in the truck. We went to the hospital. I walked in there. There's a man laying there, my friend. I heard the whole story. I see him. He don't have a foot. His wife's sitting there patting him on the leg, just looking at me. I said, yes, ma'am, what do you want? Well, it's like this. He's our livelihood. I got to have a new foot. The other foot was given to the Holy Ghost. I figure he won't mind giving us another one. I just looked at her. Finally, I got up the courage to ask her something. I said, where'd you get that kind of gospel? From you. I said, well, then we have to appropriate this foot, then, don't we? The doctor came in there and took the bandage off. I laid my hand on that stump in the name of Jesus. I command you to grow a new foot. In Jesus' name. Now, there's lots of intelligence running around here. I feel it bombarding me right now. It's trying to inform me just how that cannot happen. How that we are not lizards and we can't grow new tails when we lose them. That's a true statement. Unless you know somebody that breaks natural law at his will. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! This is true what I'm saying. The joy of the Lord. Great joy in the city. What you need is joy. It is a stronghold of God that cannot be defeated. It is the strength of heaven that will never, never see defeat. Shinakanita. I looked at her. I said, what else you need? Nothing. When are you coming back to see us? I said, I'll be here in 3 days. Okay. I went back. They weren't at the hospital. I went to their house in the village. I moved the banana leaves. There was a little bitty bone sticking out that sliced off leg. I said, where'd that come from? We don't know. It just started growing on its own. I said, that's a good idea. Let's touch him again. We laid our hands on him and said, thank you, God, for this little bit of a bone. That's not enough, but we're still happy about it. I went back 5 days later. There was a larger bone. Prayed some more. Went back another week later. There was a foot without no tendons. It was just a skeleton sticking out there. I said, where is this coming from? They said, we don't know. We just moved the banana leaves and new stuff is there. I got to see that man grow a new foot. Tendons, ligaments, muscles, toenails, skin. If you're wondering what your problem is with me, that's one of them. Joy. Joy grows new feet. Shenatahani. My God can do anything. I've seen Him do it. That last time I went out there, I was wanting to see the end results, of course. I go there, He's not there. Have a seat, Brother Hogan. All right. They brought a table, filled it up with food. Oh, Lord, here we go. I started eating. I ate more than I could. Directly He comes walking in. Now watch. Stuck His new foot up on that table with me. I said, how's it work? He said, it works fine. I said, you need any adjustments? He said, no. I reached over there. I just had to. It was brand new. God just made it. It needed me to touch it. Brand new toes. I like touching brand new toes. Don't matter if they're mine or not. It's not my fault. I couldn't do that if I had to. I was just there and washed it myself. See, it's not my fault. But now that causes me trouble with you. Because your mind cannot compute those things. So you have trouble with it because you can't figure it out. That's not my problem. My problem is rejoicing. My problem is experiencing enough joy and being exuberantly ecstatic at the right time. That's my problem. Holy Ghost. That's enough. New eyes, new feet. There's so many more miracles here. Dead raisins, stacks of them here. But we're going to pray now. We want some joy to fall. We want to be captured by the Holy Ghost power. Would you please stand? Hermano Miguel, Brother Mike. Hallelujah. Thank you for always being there. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. What's fixed to ensue is not my fault. I'm going to enjoy it just like you. I have a good time with this. Holy. Holy, holy, holy. I ask you to call in the great Holy Ghost with me. Great Holy Ghost. Great Holy Ghost. Come in power. Sorry. I need some water, Miss Hogan. I apologize. I forgot to ask you a while ago. Thank you very much. You will just begin to worship Jesus. Son is Spirit. Heiliger Geist. Espiritu Santo. Holy Ghost! She selected. Adikatana. Shadalaka. Kinamakata de Shetene. Woo! I saw a baby grow new bones. There were no hips. New hips. I saw it. From the hips down. No bone. Bone without them. God grew them. I saw it. No eyes. God grew new eyes. Legs cut off. New legs grow. I saw it. I'd like to accommodate you and be a natural unbeliever. Can't do that. Seen too much. Been too far now. No going back for me. You think you have a will. I never have had one. God's will is the only will. There is no other will outside of His will. There's only rebellion outside of God's will. Shinakata. You're a people who think you have rights. Your right is to bow to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That is your right. That is my right. That is our right together by the great Holy Ghost. Miss Flo, what color are the badges that can do blue? Can they assemble right here? What do I say? Blue badges? Ministers with blue badges. Okay. We're going to do something. I'm going to prove to you that it's not me. God backs me when I do this, and I like it. You know what I usually do when I do this? I usually take a child and take them around, put their hand in my pocket. My grandson, a lot of times. And I don't touch people. I walk, and I tell them, put your hand on them and say this. The look in people's eyes is tremendous. The fear, because you got it figured out that I'm something. I've got it figured out that Jesus is. Isn't that something? Great Holy Ghost. This is what we're going to do. Some of y'all been advanced upon. Some people came down here. If you want more joy, if you want more freedom, if you want more truth in your spirit, if you want more expectancy in your heart, come. Get in this line up here. And these, we got the blue cards. The blue people are here. Blue tags. There's several. I see several. Come in close. And we're going to need some ushers around these folks. Please, ushers, around these blue tags. Holy Ghost, just keep praying. It's a good thing to pray. It's a good thing to be excited about Jesus. So I noticed that y'all like things to keep moving. You don't like lulls. You don't like the quiet. Where we are, a donkey will come running through, braying and kicking, and everybody runs. We come right back together, the Holy Ghost knocks everybody out. It's not in a format that you've got figured out. It's in the faith and believing in the name of Jesus. We have all the blue, most of the blue tags here now. Okay, ushers, are y'all here? This is what you're going to do, blue tags. I'm going to give you some simple instructions. You're going to let the Holy Ghost blast you right now. You're not going to hold back. You're going to let him have you. Because I'm going to get you up if you fall. And we're going to go out here and attack these folks. I don't want you sitting around giving everybody a personal prophecy that's from hell, okay? What I want you to do is go through there hating the devil and touching these folks and watching the blood of Jesus capture their hearts and change their spirits. Are we ready? Y'all ready? Let's call down the fire of God to touch these people over here. Holy anointing. Don't be impressed by what you see or don't see. What you're impressed with is the joy of the Lord and the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what we're impressed with. It's the name of Jesus. 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 I want to know why you came up here without being invited. It's all right. You have the courage to do that. Surely you can look at me and tell me. What do you want? I'm good with that. That's right. Shetanaha. I see it healed all the time. Nearly every day of my life. Shanamahata. My very own wife went through 9 months of hell with that. God healed her. Look at her standing right there healed. Shetanahe. All right. I need y'all to pair up. Get you a pair, a partner. Help yourself. Holy Ghost. Fuego! Resistance is futile. I suggest you just go ahead and receive so it'll be over with. Come on, Jesus. Are you ready? We must be healed. We must be filled. We must allow the glory of the gospel to flow through us. It's all right with heaven. You can receive the power of God. Are y'all ready to go? We're going to go out here and attack this. So just take your partner. It's all right with heaven for you to be full of the joy of the Lord. And whatever banishments from hell you can find, destroy the work of the devil. Jesus. Lift your hands to Jesus. Don't worry about anything going on around you. Allow the gospel to touch you. Be filled with the fire, Holy Ghost anointing in your spirit. Be healed. Be filled in Jesus' name. Yes. Some of you come over here. Good idea. Some of you go this way. Go right through the crowd. Just touch it. Call on the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go.